Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Seth Franzman of the Jerusalem Post, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, where you can find his postings at the Long War Journal frequently. Seth is always there, filing on the war that is moving quickly now to another phase, but we're staying with what we've learned in the Gaza War. The book is the October 7 War. We come to Rafah in the south. All of us have experience with Rafah. I was in Rafah in 2004 with the IDF when the Philadelphia Corridor was a barrier. And there were guard posts along the way, and it was my memory of the Golani Brigade and the D-9s clearing a pathway outside. They were still building it. And my guard post came under attack. The Hamas or whatever they were out there opened fire. This is before Hamas took over the whole of Gaza. But they were gunmen, and the IDF just went to their firing holes and opened up back. It's the only time I've ever stood in the middle of a firefight not knowing quite what to do. I remember it vividly. Rafah is a wrecked town, half in Egypt, half in Gaza. Yet we've discovered underneath tunnels. Now, the big question is, were those tunnels the explanation for the arming of Hamas and the transfer of people in and out of Gaza? There's a new question about that because many of the tunnels are closed down or not used, and there is the Rafah crossing. Seth, they're debating this all the time now, and we've talked about it. Is there a resolution in sight? Will Israel leave the Philadelphia corridor unguarded except for the Egyptians, or will it stay? And what about the Rafah crossing? What can we say about all those trucks coming through for years?
And as you just pointed out, back even 20 years ago, the terrorist groups in Gaza always understood that the border with Egypt is the place to go to get weapons, to smuggle whatever you need, and to control. And the control of that border is strategic in the sense if you control the border, you probably control Gaza itself. So once Israel left, they just jumped into that vacuum and then they began to move weapons across. Sometimes they put the weapons underground, they moved them in tunnels. There were cross-border tunnels, but some of those were cut off. And then they started moving them overland. I mean, I think we have to remember that a lot of the stuff Hamas makes, like rockets, comes from dual-use material. It doesn't come across as a rocket. It comes across as things you put together or you make it yourself. So Hamas has 20 decades of experience in this. And it seems that controlling the Rafah crossing enabled them to become as powerful as they could. It's not just about tunnels, but having the IDF presence there should be able to reduce that. I don't think Israel wants to leave now. Israel has assessed that reducing Hamas military terrorist capabilities requires holding several parts of Gaza, but not controlling the whole thing, because apparently, Israel doesn't really want to control and run everything. And it's not even clear who the other option to replace Hamas is. At least I don't think Israel's leadership would be happy to see the Palestinian Authority there, apparently. So given those parameters, what best way to control Gaza is to control the Rafah crossing or the Philadelphia corridor. And I think Israel is thinking like that now. Maybe if there's a deal in the future, Israel would be willing to agree to some sort of a deal. But it does seem that if you leave the Rafah-Philadelphia corridor, then Hamas will return to power unless you get rid of Hamas. And it does not seem that Egypt has been a great partner in terms of securing this area, because otherwise, how did Hamas become this terrorist empire killing machine that was far more powerful than anyone imagined it could be?
The leadership of Hamas. Deif is gone, ISIS is gone, Utami Arudi's gone, Haniyeh's gone, Mashal's still with us, but it's Sinwar. Do we believe Sinwar is in Gaza?
Yeah, I think Sinwar is in Gaza. He's from Khan Yunis. I don't think he's leaving Khan Yunis. I mean, I don't think he would leave, or let's say he's near Khan Yunis, but I don't think he'll leave his hometown. I mean, I think he's like a Pablo Escobar type. I just think that he'll if he gets killed, he'll get killed in some place. Just like, where did Saddam go when Saddam left, fled Baghdad? Didn't he just go back to Tikrit? I mean, when you look at these kind of guys that are clan from a clan or a tribe or a, and that then that becomes a kind of mafia, which becomes a political party, which becomes a state. I just don't see those people deciding to walk away from it. So I assume that he'll die there, or he thinks he'll survive. I don't know. He has his brothers there as well. But yeah, a lot of the Hamas, his key commanders have been eliminated. Issa's gone, and Marwan Issa, and also Mohammed Def, which was a big deal. And Ismail Haniyeh was killed in Tehran, which is very big. Khaled Mashal is bad news, but he's, you know, he's been around for a while. Let's remember the Israelis tried to kill Mashal back in the 90s in Jordan. So he's already missed the bullet once. I guess he thinks that he's safe in Qatar.
And the Hamas right now remains broken and no longer a significant military unit. There were 24 battalions, as Seth's reporting. What is your estimate now of how many are left inside? I know they can recruit from the Gaza population, but how many of the 24 battalions are left? Four, two, one? Do we know?
Well, I mean, given the fact that I think that it was being people being overly optimistic on October 6th is what let the guard down for October 7th. It's always good to not be too optimistic. I think Hamas has significant resources and in terms of manpower, it can recruit. It doesn't have as many organized battalions, but I think Hamas was never meant to be a brigade command structure. That's not what its roots were. Its roots were was a brutal terrorist genocide organization. I just think it grew a bit too big for its britches, and then it carried out this terrible massacre. It's been reduced now to what it was. But the fact is, it was a dangerous organization in the 90s and early 2000s. So it's probably been reduced to that. It can come back. If you allow it to come back, it will. And I think that, yes, Israel has destroyed a lot of the capabilities of Hamas. But, you know, let's remember just historically, when the U.S. fought in Vietnam, the U.S. was very good at destroying capabilities of the Viet Cong and the NVA, but that doesn't mean you win the war. You have to find a way to destroy the organization. And I think that's the challenge Israel is going to face here, is that there are diminishing returns to just defeating Hamas battalions. And Israel will have to think about what the end goal is, rather than just killing here and there a few guys, which may not bring a result of, in terms of an end of the story.
The book is The October 7 War. Seth Frantzman is the author. Israel's Battle for Security in Gaza.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.